Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, coming live to you, Mr. Nice Guy Studios, sunny Hollywood, California. Scott Vail on the board tonight. Shout out to our special guest host this week. This is the Night Shift, and I am Guy Nice, your host. Time to tune your dad to the station and make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ T's. Also find, no, at Mr. _ Nice Guy T's. Once again on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTTES. Make sure you check that out. Put a special discount code Guy Nice. Get your little discount. Get our point so we get more time here on the radio. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation, everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. The Night Shift. I'm Guy Nice. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be here, man. It's the last day of the night. You know what I'm saying? Maybe open up the line, let you talk about something. Maybe we'll talk about something. We're going to do something. Something going to happen. We know that. So that's why we here. Man, it's becoming increasingly, the older I get, it's becoming more painful for me to drive on the roads with people in their cars doing the shit that they be doing, man. Like, I'll say it before, I'm lobbying for this shit. Like, I'm become a politician. I'm going from professional personality to a politician. You know what I'm saying? I'm predicting this shit now. Just watch how it go. Because you're going to want to vote for me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my move. You're going to want to vote for me. I know what's going on. God Nice, president, 2025. Shit. Nigga, you can't have a lesson on all right. Just make my own shit. Fuck that shit. Whatever, dog. You start changing the world. Anyway, man, I feel it keep talking about gun control and shit like that, man. I feel like they need to need harsher regulation on people getting driver license, dog. Be updated your driver license more often. I'm talking about go and take the driving test. You know what I'm saying? And then you experience driving, you had your license for longer, it should be a different test and it should be more realistic and strenuous. You know what I'm saying? Or to put something in your car that monitor your car. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with all this technology shit, like, yes, we'll put it in your car. It's like a progressive attachment. You spend it as Flow sponsors to you by Progressive Insurance. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, whatever, though. You know what I'm saying? Monitor your driving for a day in real life scenario. Because, man, motherfucker, Brett. It got to be a lot of money going out on insurance. It got to be a lot of unnecessary people getting minor injuries and major injuries, even fatality, from the ridiculous shit that people do behind the wheel of a fucking car. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the greatest driver. I've never been the greatest driver, even though I've done some incredible stunt work. You know what I'm saying? Not here in Hollywood either, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I try my best to obey the laws of the road, and even more so now. Like, I'm not a crazy speeder, you know what I'm saying? I do push that guy up. I'm hitting 80, 90, you know what I'm saying? But I'm safe. I'm out your way, you know what I'm saying? I try to get in the far lane. That's what that's for, in case you didn't know. The left lane to the far left of the highway is for people to go fast. It shall be known from now forward as the Ricky Bobby lane. You know what I'm saying? The lane to the far left of the highway, if you're going the right way now, and it's, we got to say things like that. You got to say things like that, just like you got to put signs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Do not pee on the floor. Management, thank you. Wash your hands before you go back to work. We got to put signs like this to tell people they supposed to do this shit. Anyway, the far left lane is the Ricky Bobby lane, shouted. So if I'm in the Ricky Bobby lane doing my shake and bake now, don't be in front of me doing 35, 40 miles an hour, bro. Like it is factually signs on the road that say slower traffic, stay to the right. Out the Ricky Bobby lane, far on the other side, bro. Get in the Howell lane. You far on the other side, to the right. The Dewey Cox lane, that's the lane you in. Get over in the Dewey Cox lane. Like, this is a metaphor and it's real life shit. Stay in your lane. You ain't Ricky Bobby. You know, if you ain't first. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to be first. You need to smooth. It's common courtesy. And you in any lane on the highway, but specifically the Ricky Bobby lane, and you see me riding on you, you need to get out the way. That's what you do. That's common courtesy for you to get out the way. Even on, you know what I'm saying, roads that ain't necessarily interstates. You know, highways with speed limit 55, 65. Some of them, you catch some of them 3-4 lane roads out there. They 3-lane, they ain't 4-lane. 3-lane roads out there. You know what I'm saying? You can hit by 70. Speed limit be high. You know what I'm saying? Right here, 65. 55. Close enough. Stay to the right, bro. Stay to the right. Another fucking thing, like, let me tell you this. We need to have a focus on merging, like a fucking focus group and get people together. And you need to focus time on instructing people the proper techniques on how to merge into traffic on the highway. I took a fucking driving class, and Buddy was telling me that merging is important. You need to focus on this. You know what I'm saying? In the car with the two. Like, everybody should have that car. And then you just, like, this is what you do. Fuck the computer chip and all that shit, right? Fuck all that shit. This is what you do. You randomly pop up at your shit, and today your driver test. I'm riding with you in the 2-lane car. You know what I'm saying? Like every car got 2 steering wheels and pedals and everything. Now, you can't do that because motherfuckers who married, you already know what's up. I ain't got to tell you. You can't do that. Yeah, a car with 2 brake pedals. Yeah, you can't do that. You're going to get a few more people getting divorced. And it really will make the road more dangerous. You can't do that. These motherfuckers merge onto the highway. Okay, we're going to talk about, it don't matter where you are, you know what I'm saying? I got to been across 10 states in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? There was a point in time when that shit was a fact, you know what I'm saying? But it don't matter where you go, man. People have a hard time driving. You got people that have a hard time driving. And these motherfuckers, you see the merge, and they want to get on the merge, and they want to ride that shit all the way down. They want to ride the shit till you can't ride it no more, and you just going to let me in. I'm just going to ride down this breath. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about that. Like, you bucking. I don't ever buck like that. Like I said, man, I'm on the road. I'm trying to be respectful. You got somewhere to go, I got somewhere to go. My skill level might be a little higher than yours, so I might be able to pull off moves you can't pull off and shit. You can't hate that. You know what I'm saying? But riding the merge lane all the way to the end, like you going to let me in, is a dick move. That ain't no skill level. Your skill level is dickhead. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even novice beginner. Like, you're purposely being a douchebag right now. You going to let me in. So you know what I started doing, right? I get tired of seeing this shit. And listen, it's a large majority of the population who see things that rub them the wrong way and just complain about them. You know what I'm saying? People feel like that's what they doing. I just need to vent and get this out of my chest and complain about this thing that's disturbing me, right? And that's kind of what people doing with Twitter and all this shit that we talk about, you know what I'm saying, how the rise and the fall of celebrities and stars right there on the social media and shit. That's how people doing. Get upset about something and complain and hashtag it. You know, I'm sitting behind my computer and I'm typing about it, so I'm doing something about it. That's cool. But me, no. I'm going to do something about it. No, I'm going to bring my unique brand of justice to this situation, bro. Fuck that. Nah. I'm going to do something. And what I do is going to impact people. It ain't going to impact, like, oh, we sister and this. Nah, motherfucker. If you hit me, you can tell a lot about a motherfucker by what they drive and how they drive it. You know what I'm saying? Merging, though. We'll get to that next. Merging, though. I saw how a motherfucker used to hit the swerve and shit on the Houston Screwed Up videos and shit, how they be zigzagging down the street. That's what I started doing now over in your merge lane. You ain't finna come out here. Nah, I'm finna knock you off. I'm playing pinball with your head. I'm finna knock you off that wall, fool. I'm finna show you real Indy 500 in the Dewey Cox lane, because that's the only lane you can merge in, the Dewey Cox lane, fool. You finna get bumped out the road, shaking bake on that ass, how? Get out of here. Then I'm sliding back to the Ricky Bobby lane on their ass. Nobody know what happened. Fuck out of here. For real, with that bullshit, bruh. Get in the lane you supposed to be in. Don't try to jump over here and beat me on the highway and shit. You know where you going. Why you ain't to the last minute try to jump over here on me, cuz? You ain't fire like that. You finna make me mad. And I'm finna be out here on some real deal NASCAR shit. Sponsored by Mr. Night Guy with the smiley face and with the middle finger on and shit, bro. Like, you crazy. I throw waffle fries at your shit, bro. I don't give a fuck. You crazy. Flicking cigarette butts on you the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Roaches too, fool. Throwing cigarette cuts out the window and shit. You got me fucked up, man. Y'all better learn how to drive, bro. I ain't even trying to get on no road rage shit. I feel like y'all be bushing. I see how a motherfucker get mad and flip the fuck out and shit, bro. I see. I understand. Shout out to the road ragers. You need to get some help, though. I ain't condoning that shit. You need to get some help, though. But driving is a motherfucker, dog. The way, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe it, bro. Hey, I saw some shit in the news today about Samsung. I know I'm jumping completely from one thing to another. But I'm done with my rent, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I know I got to get back on the road and shit. I ain't going to get too hyped up if I get out there and really lose my mind and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be live from the cell block, motherfucker. I saw this news story. This ain't about Samsung. This is about this kid. I caught this because it was mad popular. Apparently, there's an 18-year-old kid. Big difference there. 18-year-old kid. This 18-year-old kid who was arrested for pretending to be a doctor, posting ads on the internet, making a website, setting up a clinic, and treating patients, all without a medical degree or license to practice. Okay? They also say this is the third time that this kid has been cited. Not cited like seen them, but, you know, cited like citation. You know what I'm saying? Florida Health Department spokesperson Brad Dalton said he has his website and other websites he's put together saying he's a doctor, but he doesn't have a license to practice with the Department of Health. He created the New Birth Life Medical Center and Urgent Care website, Facebook page. This fool crazy. His grandfather defended him in an interview by saying he's not out doing drugs and not out trying to rob nobody. He's trying to do something constructive, and he had good intentions.
Pat Adams.
Huh?
Shout out to Pat Adams.
Pat Adams. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's he. I mean, in a way, nah, but you know what I'm saying? When I read the story, it said he was pretending to be a gynecologist. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you get into trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've been on some other shit, not child's medicine either, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a heart doctor or something, bro, if you've been on some other shit, you might have been okay. You a foot doctor, you know what I'm saying? You might have kept riding that out. Had good clients. They said something, he was a massage therapist, and he had no license, he got busted, you know what I'm saying? So he had the right idea. It's just this time, he was like, fuck it, I'm going all in, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to do this. Real life Doogie Howser shit, man. I'm going all the way in. Fuck it, man. Balls to the wall. No pun intended. All pun intended. Real shit. But, okay. I use this for 2 points. One, because it's stupid funny. You know what I'm saying? And he got busted because he examined an undercover cop. Anyway, shot. But the second reason I used it is because I always talk to people about following their dreams, right? Not like GoFundMe, you know what I'm saying? By the way, we're going to be bringing to you a new website called GoFundYourself, you know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Mr. Nice Guy. GoFundYourself. Details coming soon. I ain't talking about the guy, the GoFundMe shit. I'm talking about people, I really follow your dream, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got a question I love to ask people. And it kind of brings out what it is that you're passionate about. And when people provide the answer, my next question is always the same. Well, why you ain't doing it? You know what I mean? How you going to get it? Where you going? What's up? And then come the excuses. You open up the fucking Hoover Dam of excuses, and it's like, man, I ain't got no money. I can't go to school. I got a kid. I got no babysitter, man. I got to come to work, man. I got to get some new sneakers. I got to buy this new game and shit. My VCR broke. Shout out to the 80s. Back to the Future. But yeah, this a kid who just got it in his head. He wanna be something. He wanna do these things. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he wanna do them, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other question that I got, cause you're going super hard. So you know what I'm saying? We'd like to have you here and talk to you, Malachi. Holler at your folk. 516-418-5813. We'll let you tell your side of the story. We don't pay you no type of way. I admire your perseverance, cuz, you know what I'm saying? For real, your dedication is outstanding. You might get a job, man. Holler at him, man. We ain't got no doctors. And I don't stand. You can't be, we don't need no physicians. But we might make an excellent con man or something, man. Like, you got a good skill set there, particular set of skills. He will find you and examine your vagina. Yo, look, I seen this new sex toy today, right? I seen this. Because I follow, let me shout them out, man, Taboo RVA, right? You know what I'm saying? That's this sex shop out there in Richmond and shit. Richmond, Virginia. And I follow them, and they had a customer write in to them saying that they was upset because they didn't have no squirting vaginas. That, you know, they got dildos and shit that be squirting, like the money shot, you know what I'm saying? Like dick in a box. That's another Mr. Nice Guy product coming to you soon. Surprise.
Got it.
It's just not good. Take your time. We come with that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here, bro. Just stay tuned. We'll give you the updates, proper introductions when they're necessary. But the cat was like, he pissed off because they got dildos and shit that be squirting and shit, but ain't no vagina that squirt. So they made one. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't cool like the jiggly butt. You know what I'm saying? It's more like a tube. What they be calling that shit? I don't know, man. I'm Fab King. You know what I'm saying? Skin on skin. You know what I'm saying? They got the real flesh. Nothing like the real thing, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about? Too far? Oh, that's too far? It's too much. We saw that Deadpool shit earlier, man. That Deadpool shit was straight, man. It's okay. Probably would have been better on weed. Don't go to the movie sober, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm sure that's something you already know if you're a responsible adult. Brought to you by what that movie theater that they closed down over there. Brought to you by Regal Cinemas. We're going to use a popular chain tonight. I forgot where I left off, man. Talking about following your dreams, right, with Dr. Guy. You know what I'm saying? There's no more excuses. Shout out to your man. All right, the Samsung thing, right? I saw a thing where Samsung was talking about don't have personal conversations in front of your smart TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go in front of your, you know, don't have conversations where you talking about intimate details of your security or your personal life, shit like that. Because it may be shared with third party and Samsung itself. You know what I'm saying? And they were saying that it wouldn't just be, you know, it would be if you research or request something, then this information goes into the database to accumulate your preferences and shit like that, and they'll bring it back to you. But that's another security warning, right? I feel like that's what they tell you, because they try to give you security warnings about these devices. Pretty much they give you a disclaimer so you know, like, you got to activate the thing, right, with the voice recognition. You got to turn that on and shit. It's like a setting and all that. So, of course, they're saying by doing that you're allowing this shit to take place and you acknowledge that this is happening, but now they just kind of giving you that warning too, sensitive information warning. But I don't know how many of y'all familiar who've read or seen one of the poorly directed films. Like, y'all want to bring some movies back, bring this shit back. You can do it five right now. You know what I'm saying? 1984, for all y'all that ain't familiar. You know what I'm saying? I want to say George Orwell and shit. I don't know. I ain't good with authors and shit. I don't really care who wrote it. You know what I'm saying? I just care what's in it. You know what I'm saying? But in 1984, one of the features in that time was that it was a television screen in everybody's, oh, I guess everywhere really, but you know what I'm saying, in everybody's house. And there was a camera in that TV, and they would talk to you and deliver messages through that, and you would communicate back and forth live. You know what I'm saying? You got to also think of the time when they wrote it, because it was 1970-something when he wrote it, I want to say. You know what I'm saying? And he entitled it 1984. Here we are, 2016. But this shit is actually coming into existence. That's a large period of time, and there probably a lot of people at that time that never thought that that would be possible. You know what I'm saying? That now they see it in their lifetime. It bugged me out today because the other guy come in, and he come in with the virtual reality shit with the Google. He got like a little Google box. 1949. The book was published in 1949. 1949? Holy shit, man. They had just made TVs and shit then, right? It was color TV then? No color TV, 1949. And he talking about TV where you communicating back and forth. Like, bro, that's stupid crazy. 1949 to 2016. So now we're doing the shit that he imagined, possibly because he imagined it. You know what I'm saying? But now it's actually exists. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's taking place. Cause it's going to be a change. People going to start try to label us and call us conspiracy show and shit like that. But I'm just trying to tell people to keep an open mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm not forcing someone what I believe, because I believe that anything is possible. I feel like I pretty much provide you a wide range of that every night. Sometimes I got some views that based on my own biases, and, you know, it'd be a fuck you here or there. But, you know, that's how life is. Fuck you to the motherfuckers that can't merge. You know what I'm saying? And the slow motherfuckers in the Ricky Bobby lane, for real. Give me something super big and I can run your ass over. Compensate for my dick size. I feel like, you know, this country free. You have the right to do, you know, whatever, as long as you ain't impeding on nobody else, pursue the happiness and things of that nature. I ain't going to get it. Like, I do express how I feel and my point of views about these topics and subjects just to allow you something else to consider, to provide you another thought process from another mind, whether or not you value that. Shout out to the other beautiful brains in the building. You know what I'm saying? Think tank for real. Possibly you don't see these things this way. You're blinded by the advancement in technology and the things that now it make possible, and that you'll be able to do with this, and how much it'll easier it'll make your life, and you love to just have a TV that you could come into and come in and talk to, and, you know, on turn to the Game of Thrones, play the Devo or TiVo or the whatever, you know, the TiVo would be good, dude. Stuck in the 80s tonight. Come and get me, Doc. Come and get me. Marty McFly, you know what I'm saying, on the night shift, feature guest, Scott Baio on the boards, you know what I mean, shout out to Tony Danza, last night you did your thing, who's the boss, right, Charles is the boss, Charles is in charge, shout out Scott Baio on the boards, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for our special guest, yeah, a little late, but it's always on. Studio audience. Appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. Check out this sexy shit I got on. But I'm saying, it become very possible now for you to be monitored and for, like, of course, messages are going to be delivered through this device. Messages delivered through all devices. Messages that are delivered through your cell phones now. You know what I'm saying? It's mandatory. Can't turn off these alerts. Oh, yeah, I guess you can. You show me you can turn them off and shit. Nah, some of them you can't turn off. Yeah. And they're using it for Amber Alerts and things of that nature now. So it is going to be your TV. Not saying it don't happen now. This should be happening now anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just more like the purge. You know what I'm saying? And like we were talking about last night with the transhumanism or whatever, when they're trying to put your consciousness into a non-biological being and turn you into a robot person. Ain't no fapping if you a robot. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what kind of lube you got? WD-40? Oil can, face it. No, not finna work, bro. Not finna work. He has a penile implant. And the shaft. Shout out to NTV, bro. You know what I'm saying? The real reality TV. Like, they made a movie before any of that shit, and now everything on TV is just like NTV. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying conspiracy, because when one person says conspiracy, another says coincidence. It's all about, I guess, your limit of coincidence or how far you feel like coincidence can stretch. Me personally, I don't feel like it goes very far. You know what I'm saying? When dots are in the line, I connect them. You know what I'm saying? Or when dots are on the paper, I'm trying to connect them. That's the type of person that I am. Because I don't feel like these dots are randomly placed here for nothing. There's something here. It takes me forever to just randomly connect these dots and try to figure out what it is. Just think about, we did that. We did like a fucking, you know what I'm saying? Which, you know, made into a puzzle. A people face, a Donald Trump face. You know what I'm saying? He just do his hair and nobody would know what the fuck it was. Muskrat. Beaver. For real. Shout out to whoever made Donald Trump's hair. That shit is non-biological. You know what I'm saying? First ever nanotechnology hair. That shit's alive. That shit crawls off his head when he walks off stage. It's like a dog. Keeps it on a leash. Keeps it in his pocket. He gotta buy the extra seat on the plane. You can't check your hair, sir. And not to go back to that shit from last night, bro, but they talking about nanotechnology and all of these different things. Like, me personally, I was introducing nanotechnology in movies. You know what I'm saying? I see these things in movies, and it's like, oh, you know, whatever, whatever. And then somebody else will come back and be like, yo, they said they got this thing that they working on, nanotechnology. It's a watch that turned into a phone, that turned into a screwdriver, that turned into an airplane, that turned into a multi-tool, you know what I'm saying? Turn into a jiggly butt. You can fuck it. You know what I'm saying? No protection necessary. No lubrication needed. Non-biological. Would you stick your dick in it, dog? You better be careful, dog. You don't know what that is, bro. I'm trying to tell you. You got to keep your eyes open, people. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all being here. Hope this has been another informative and educational episode of The Night Shift. So what we're trying to do here, bring you the latest and greatest in today's fuckery and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to spread good vibes and energy, man. I hope I made you laugh tonight. You know what I'm saying? I hope you did get something good for it. If not, man, you got to follow your dreams and do your best every day. We'll be back Monday, 11 p.m., you know what I'm saying? Doing our thing, WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio. You know what I'm saying? Something I'm forgetting. But it's all good. I'll catch you next time on the other side. I'm out this bitch.